This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
The following program was recorded at an earlier date.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. This is Mindy Molina, and you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WCNO 89.9 FM. I am here with my good friend and fellow advisor, Frank Borelli. And we're doing our show today, and we've been covering this permission to spend.
A book
in retirement. Maximize your retirement with the best kept secret in personal finance. So this is all about a concept that we've been discussing, infinite banking, that maybe you've heard of. It's using a whole life policy, overfunding the policy, being able to access your funds in tax-free, trying to grow your money, utilize your money, get a death benefit in conjunction with that, and be able to use it without paying taxes.
In a mutually held company.
So we do have to read this little disclosure, and then we'll jump right into it. Okay. Do not employ any strategy or idea in this book or on this show without the guidance of a trusted credentialed financial advisor. The information on this show from this book is intended to be general in nature and not offered as specific advice to any individual. This discusses life insurance in detail, but illustrated or projected policy values are hypothetical in nature and do not represent specific offerings of any company. Dividends are not guaranteed, and historical studies are based on third-party data. Furthermore, policy provisions discussed may not be available from all insurance companies, and individuals are encouraged to work with a properly licensed financial professional to obtain suitable recommendations. Anything discussed on this show is not intended to provide specific tax or legal advice. Insurance companies and their subsidiaries, employees, and representatives are generally not authorized to give tax advice or legal advice. We are not tax advisors, Frank nor I. And so we encourage you to seek advice from your own tax or legal counsel. If you need help with that, obviously, we'd be happy to put you in touch with some of the folks that we recommend. And so, yeah, always disclosures are good because it's a good reminder to know that you're gathering information. Our objective for this show is to give you as much financial knowledge that's going to empower you to be able to open your mind to maybe other concepts and really look at your overall household financial structure in a holistic way that involves not just the stock market. A lot of financial advisors are focused on one thing, and that is just your investment portfolio that you are going to have in the stock market. We look at everything from the income sources that you're utilizing, how those are going to be taxed, how the best way to invest to support longevity in your income, make sure you don't run out of money, basically keep up with inflation, how you should be able to mitigate taxes. We don't want you to pay one more dollar in taxes that you're not obligated to pay. So it's not a patriotic obligation to take the route that causes you to pay
you the most
in taxes. Yeah, we
had
want you to
IRS bill. No,
take the route that gives you the smallest amount owed. Yeah. And then it goes right into legacy planning and long-term care planning. So we look at all of this. Like, what if you became disabled? What if your spouse was disabled? Just really making sure that every little possibility that could potentially threaten or a risk to your household and your future financially is addressed. So that's what we do here at Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance. And Frank and I would love the opportunity to work with you. So you feel free to call or call our office or go online and book an appointment.
At MindyMolina.com. It's MindyMolina.com.
Exactly. So we left off with how to access money.
Yeah, we were in chapter 8, and this was 8, titled The Best Kept Secret. And as Mindy's already explained, we're talking about this participating whole life insurance strategy where you max fund it. And so we're talking about accessing the cash value. So the real magic of participating whole life insurance is one's ability to get their money income tax free with minimal rules or restrictions. Permanent life insurance cash value has two major tax advantages. The first one was owners of qualifying policies are allowed to get their cost basis, the sum of all their premiums paid back first, before they have to recognize any gain.
Any gain, right? So in a lot of distribution or withdrawals of accounts, it's usually prorated.
It's not doesn't work that way in qualified accounts.
Yeah,
you don't get your cost basis out first without having to pay anything. No, it doesn't work that way in an IRA, in a 401k.
And definitely in those, because you still owe income tax on those. But even in a non-qualified account that does have gains, usually you're going to want you to pay your interest on the gains. They're going to give you the gain first as the distribution. That triggers a tax
like event. An equity, we're talking about sale of a taxable equity you're talking about?
So let's say you have an account. It's $100,000. You paid income tax on this $100,000. You saved it in the bank, and now you just invested it into an account. And that $100,000, the stock market went up 15%, and now you have $115,000.
Yeah.
When you go to them and you say, I want $10,000 of my money, that $10,000, they're going to claim as interest.
Yes.
And then you have to pay taxes.
They won't say, oh, you gave us $100,000, so take your $15,000. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're not going to let that sit there.
That's how the whole life policy works. So, right. So this means that if you pay $100,000, the example he uses here too, we're still in the book from Tom Wall, into the policy. If you put this $100,000 in over time, you can withdraw that much or surrender a portion of your policy to obtain that much and owe nothing in taxes. Right. Mm-hmm. Like Mindy said, this is different than almost all other investment vehicles with tax advantages.
Why would you not owe anything? Let's say in the same example, it's in this whole life policy. You've put in $100,000. Now it's worth $115,000 and you take out $10,000. Why are they not going to charge you tax on interest? Because they're taking it from the cost basis. They're taking it from the cash that you put in. They're giving you the cash right back and letting the interest portion stay.
Yes. And so what we're going to go on to talk about, though, so that there is consequence to it. It's not just your death benefit will go down, your cash value will go down. But that's just the way it works.
But from the tax point.
Right.
It's a good benefit.
And, you know, I think one of the strategies we've discussed previously is that, you know, a portion of your emergency fund, your savings, could be in this type of vehicle, right? It's in this type of vehicle. And then this is different than almost any other vehicle where gain first before you get principal back generally force you to recognize the gains, just like Mindy was saying. Mm-hmm. However, if you withdraw more than your total investment from a life insurance contract or cash in the whole thing, you'll owe ordinary income tax on any gains. Ordinary income tax on any gains.
Just like any other investment.
Yeah.
But the real sweet sauce, right? Secret sauce is the loan provision on these insurance plans. If your plan is to put the money in, let it accumulate, let it grow interest, and then take it all out, then you're missing the tax opportunity there. But if you use it the right way, if you utilize the strategy that we're trying to teach you, utilizing the loan provision, that that allows you to take out money, keep the policy in force, and keep all the benefits of the policy and not pay taxes on it.
And the key takeaway, too, is it's against the cash value. It's not the actual. The insurance company is not decreasing your cash value by the amount of your loan. They're not your cash value is still sitting there and compounding in interest.
Right. You're not withdrawing. It stays there and it keeps growing.
If it's a loan, right, it comes out of the insurance company's general account. So it's a very interesting vehicle. And so you continue to compound interest. And there's going to be an interest rate that you'll owe the insurance company just like any other loan, but it is simple interest.
And they'll let you take up to what, 95% usually?
Yeah, that's about yeah, the average, yeah.
Imagine this. You put in $100,000 into the policy. It's growing at, give me a rough
3.5-4%.
Okay. And you borrow $95,000. So now you have $95,000 in your pocket. You have $100,000 in this cash value growing still. So now you just kind of almost double your money.
You're making this very simple, but it's a little more complicated.
I am, but I'm trying to get the concept. Yep. So now you have this $95,000. Meanwhile, you do have to make payments at your will.
But in order to have the $100,000 in cash value right away, which you could do, you would have to have put more in because there's cost of insurance. And in that first year is the higher costs, right? Because the insurance company is protecting themselves. Like this is, they're guaranteeing the death benefit.
So once you get it established and you're well into the policy.
Day one after the check clears at the insurance company,
you can go and borrow.
You can borrow 90 to 95% of the cash value.
And these
designs where you're putting a minimum amount towards a base death benefit premium, and then you're overfunding these paid up additions, and they have a term rider. So the cash value is a very unique designed whole life policy where I think I've explained to you that, and on the program, I had a simplified whole life policy and it had no cash value for 2 years. And, it was not this type of design policy with paid up additions and trying to maximize cash value. No, it was just a permanent death benefit. And there's some value in that. And it's permanent life insurance, but I took that and it's called a 1035 exchange. I said, no, I wanted to do the infinite banking concept. Well, I found another company that could design the policy and we did the 1035 exchange. Mm-hmm. And I'm approved by the new insurance company, just to be clear. This is how 1035 works. Once the contract is issued, you're approved. Then the money just goes from one insurance company to the next insurance company.
Well, did you have to pay any taxes on that money?
No.
Because it was a 1035 exchange, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it goes from like to like, straight from one policy to the other. But now you're established in this infinite banking concept. Yeah. And what is the real difference that do you feel like? What are some of the big wins that made you personally make that choice?
Yeah, the ability for it to grow and to have, like, where else am I going to stash my emergency fund? So I believe it's one of the best places to stash my emergency fund and at the same time provide a death benefit to my spouse that I need. I want to, because I have a large military pension. And so I'm doing that at the same time. And then I have access to the cash values in that policy tax-free. And so it's going to continue to compound. Where else are you going to, you're limited if you're in a Roth, it would be a similar vehicle, but you're limited by amount and by income, but
and the rules, the 59.5, a lot of people,
exactly are very, very
a long way from that.
And so it gives me much more flexibility and the living benefits, whereas another reason that I thought this was a good option, I have you hold the policy for a couple of years and God forbid you can't do two activities of daily living, they increase your benefit. You can have access to your benefit.
So let's say there's an emergency. This is your emergency fund. Well, now you have an emergency. You just need $5,000 to do something, to take care of whatever this need is. So how confident are you, I guess, about getting that money, having access to it?
Yeah, my bank account's linked. So 3 to 5 business days at the longest, a couple business days.
And that'll be in there.
It would be in.
And then you just pay it back.
If you want to, this is the thing about these loans. Again, this is this very unique idea of what taking loans from a cash value, whole life cash value policy is. They're unstructured. The loan is unstructured. At the end of 30 days, you don't owe them anything. If you don't want to, you don't have to pay
it back. There's no schedule. There's no set schedule of how you got to pay back.
And like a bank would be, of course.
As long as the balance remains below the total cash value. So that's then the insurance company doesn't care about getting repaid.
No, because what's going to happen? If you die, they're going to subtract what you owe them before they pay the death benefit because there's a guarantee. they are guaranteeing the death benefit. as long as there's a death benefit.
All right.
And they're going to subtract the amount.
And the death benefit is tax-free as well. That's the good thing about life insurance is you can transfer your assets to your children or your heirs tax-free using life insurance strategies. And then so this is something that you could do, infinite banking, and do that. All right. Awesome. So
that bottom, are you there? Or they will simply wait until the permanent death benefits paid when you die, right? This is what we're talking about. That's your tax-free death benefits paying off. So you could purchase, you know, this is a very interesting concept. You could purchase permanent life insurance policy at relatively, listen to this through. This is a very interesting concept. You purchase a permanent life insurance policy at a relatively young age. You get to retirement and withdraw all of your contributions, income tax-free. Switch to policy loans and continue to draw against the policy without owing any income taxes all that time. Right. So long as they ensure that there is positive cash value balance at all times. Furthermore, none of this income is reported to the IRS and will therefore not impact the taxation of other assets or income sources as it can with some other tax advantage vehicles. This is one of the greatest advantages still available to the common investor.
So let's dive into that a little deeper.
Yeah,
because
right. There's a lot going on there.
That's always been my...
But by the way, you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. This is a live broadcast. If you want to call in with your questions, comments, concerns, you can reach us here at 772-221-1100 at the Mindy Molina Show. 772-221-1100. And we're talking about permission to spend and the infinite banking concept, privatized banking or... be your own banker, whatever you want to call it. It's a concept. It's not a product.
It utilizes life insurance.
Yep.
So,
property design, participating whole life is the preferred vehicle for Frank.
Well, for the concept, right?
Well, there's others that use the concept and call it what they may, but Nelson Nash is like, he's the founder of the concept that popularized it in the 70s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he prefers this strategy with the whole life.
Yeah, he's since passed.
Let's talk about retirement planning and utilizing life insurance for such. So one of the things, like he just read through quickly, is that imagine that you are, instead of contributing to a 401k, right, out of your paycheck, whatever that is a month, and then now you work for 30 years, you've been contributing to your 401k, you have saved up, let's say $500,000 in your 401k.
Yep.
You've never paid taxes on that money.
Nope.
So any money, $1 that you take from that is going to have to be paid. You have to pay taxes on it just like it's a paycheck, because it essentially is a paycheck that you never actually took ownership of. So you still owe income taxes on. And when he talked about things that it doesn't impact the taxation of other assets or other income sources. This is a really important thing, because when you retire, retirement is different. The taxes in retirement are different. And there's a ripple effect just based off the type of income that you're taking and how you take it. So, for example, if you start drawing money from this...
say to buy a house. Oh, I think it might be a good idea. I pull money out of my 401k to pay off my house. Well, is this the same thing you're talking about?
Right? Well, if you did that, yes.
Yeah. Take it out of my 401k.
Any money that you take out can throw you into a different income tier that now is going to cause you to be charged more on your Medicare premiums. Your Medicare premiums can go up. It can also cause you to be taxed higher your Social Security income. So now you have to pay more in taxes.
And your personal income tax will definitely go up.
Yes, and taxation of your Social Security is going to increase. So maybe before you were only paying taxes on like 20% of your Social Security amount. Well, now you're paying taxes on 85% of your Social Security amount. Your Medicare premiums went from $170 to $180 a month. Now it's over $500 a month.
And
this is the ripple effect.
And
that
if you're
we're
not 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty.
And you have to start, 10%
if you don't meet
penalty.
If you don't meet the withdrawal, there are some... what do you call them?
There's impacts of taking this income. So when this is talking about utilizing the life insurance, now let's say that same example, you're working 30 years, and instead of contributing to a 401k, you have been contributing to the cash value of life insurance infinite banking concept, that you're utilizing this strategy. You're putting money in there. Now it's time to retire. You have $500,000, same amount of money in cash value in a life insurance policy, and it's time to start taking income from it. So whether you're going to pay off your house or whether you're just going to take it in an income stream, the impact, no matter how much money you take using those loan provisions, guess what? It is not going to increase your tax burden, even on Social Security. It's not going to affect how much you have to pay for Medicare premiums, because it's not
reportable.
It's not reported as income
to the IRS,
like your 401k.
Anything coming out of a qualified account, these.
So that's where huge power. So when we talk about the tax benefits of these type of policies, it's not just how much taxes you owe on the actual money. It's also how it impacts you on all of your other things.
I mean, 401ks, IRAs, these were all popularized and even came into effect in the 70s, 80s. And, you know, earlier in the 20th century, as we mentioned in the previous broadcast, the whole life insurance was a very popular American tool for many Americans.
Yes.
To hold. And, you know, then, you know, as the markets changed, and towards the end of this chapter, it talks about the other products that can be compared to other permanent whole life insurance products.
Well, this is where the be your own bank concept
I wanted to mention to
comes
you,
in. What?
The one thing that would be different in the scenario you laid out, that the potential for growth and gain is going to be higher in the market, right? You're only going to have guaranteed, but you are compounding the growth in that whole life policy. So you would, over that 30-year period, you definitely have some opportunity in the market historically to make some better gains than you probably would have seen in a in a permanent whole life insurance cash value account.
Yeah, because it's going to be a fixed.
So that $500,000 figure that we were, you know, just tossing out hypothetically, would have maybe had to get the $500,000, might have cost you a little bit more. Not in the market. All right, interest rates aside, we talked about this being unstructured. So one could purchase. Oh, we already talked about that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, be your own bank. I'm sorry. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yes. This is another interesting. This idea of arbitrage. Due to the policy loan mechanics mentioned that we've talked about, many investors, business owners use this cash value for opportunities throughout their life instead of traditional banks. And now, to be clear, now life insurance companies are not banks, and they're not FDIC insured. We talked about this last week as well. So you can use it that way, but, you know, it's not a bank and it's not insured. Or
well,
it's
to simplify it, the idea is
FDIC insured.
To build cash value, borrow against that cash value, borrow against the policy, and your death benefit is part of your asset, part of your what do you call it? Like when you put a lien against your car, your collateral.
Collateral,
yeah,
yes.
Part of the collateral.
That's true, yeah.
So, and then you pay the policy back. And then you repeat the process over and over. So, Frank, you weren't there the other night when I was meeting with another couple. And we were talking about the radio show. And I was mentioning this topic. And she said, oh, I did that for years. She had a life insurance policy. Didn't have a lot of money. This was when she was fresh starting. So 20s, 30s. And she used it to buy cars. You know, and would, if an emergency came up, she would take money from it and use it and then pay it back and just kept doing it over and over. She said it wasn't, in her case, it wasn't like a significantly a large amount of money,
right,
but it really did save her many times because, like you've mentioned in the past, there's no application process.
Yeah.
She didn't have to qualify.
Could be unemployed.
You could be behind on every account you own, you know, including your house, your mortgage and your credit cards.
If you got cash value in a permanent life insurance policy, you can call.
But don't
call
cash
Mindy,
it in.
Call Mindy and Frank.
Exactly.
And we'll help you with the insurance company so that you make sure that you understand all the questions that you should ask. And how to do it. Don't feel like you need to do that on your own. Find a licensed professional to help you. That's what Mindy and I do. We had there's another client we were sitting with, the same case. You know, hey, did you realize you have permanent life insurance cash value? How much is in there? Oh, over $10,000. Well, you could take a loan from that money if you want. You could pay it back or you don't have to pay it back in most cases. And,
yeah,
you know, or you take a, you can take a partial withdrawal. Now, in those cases, you know, your death benefit's going to be affected, but it's another, like Mindy's saying, it's another asset that you should be aware of that can be used and researched in the event you might need it.
So there are different types of life insurance, okay?
Yes.
So we have this little buyer beware. And a lot of you, if you have life insurance, this is probably one of these is more, if you have life insurance with cash value, then if you don't have any cash value in your policy, it's probably term,
yep.
which doesn't accumulate cash value. But if you do have cash value, then you might have one of these types of policies. Now, not all life insurance policies are designed to be infinite banking strategies.
Absolutely
We're specifically
not.
Talking about infinite banking concepts. Okay, so we don't want to make it seem like we are discrediting life insurance because the use of it for a death benefit, maybe it's income replacement, right? For if something happens to me, then to you, your spouse gets a lump sum of money, tax-free.
Mortgage replacement. A lot of people will insure themselves for whatever the mortgage is.
And so it doesn't mean that you always are going to get that you know, it would be great if you could do both. And there's possibilities that you can, like Frank is. Yeah. But I just want to make sure that you understand that all life insurance isn't for the purpose of infinite banking.
Yeah, we're not trying to SALE anything here, right? Or, you know, just we're explaining the concept. We're not dishing that. And I'm agreeing with Mindy. We're not dishing these other types of insurance you might have. But you should do, if they're older policies and they've been around a while, like you, Mindy and I can help you and other financial professionals, you know, shop the market to make sure you're.
And so I will say with universal life and variable universal life, okay, the variable portion of it is a lot like variable annuities and the market, the value of it can go down with the market. So I personally have learned to become more of an index, just like when you hear me talk about indexed annuities, I'm more of an indexed universal life fan just because I like guarantees, I like safety. And I have seen variable universal life policies do some damage during like 2008. A lot of these policies blew up or the premium skyrocketed. And now you have all this time and effort and money invested into this policy and you can't afford to keep the premium. You can't afford to keep it going. Why? Because the market crashed and so did the value in your life insurance policy.
You have to put more money in than the premiums.
And what happens if you don't? It just starts... You know,
it could disintegrate.
Witnessing that myself, I ruled it out as something that I wanted to partake in. And the reason is because there are other options. So why put yourself in that position? That's how I feel about
They're all variables of universal life. The ones that we're talking about here, and then it shifts the interest. The fact that he's explaining in the book as well is that. When you go away from whole life, the risk is on the company. The company is guaranteeing the death benefit, the cash value will grow. And these participating whole life insurance carriers, mutually held companies where you're the shareholder, as the policyholder, have paid dividends for over 100 and some years, all the way back to the Civil War, some of these companies, where, you know, universal life really hasn't been around, you know, since the 70s or 80s at the longest.
So one of the good things about Frank and I is that as an independent, we can show all of them, right? Yeah. We can show you the different options that you have if this is something that you are interested in. So the biggest thing is the infinite banking concept that's backed by this book and by what was his name?
The Nelson Nash Institute
is specific to a particular type of insurance, which is called whole life.
Yeah, participating whole life company. Yeah,
yes.
Properly designed.
Yep. Properly designed. So there's a specific way.
Yep.
Now, there's other ways of doing it, as Frank said, using, and I've seen them work, like an IUL, I've definitely seen illustrated. But again, it's not what he's saying is now you're shifting the probability. Because when you're with the whole life, you're more in the guaranteed, safe, 100% probability
You're participating
plan.
In the profits of the company.
Yes. But when you go to Universal Life, there's a lot more flexibility of
the
what could
are flexible
happen.
As well.
Yes. Things can happen, but it's based on how the market performs. So,
yeah.
And we know what they say about the market. No, there's no guarantees. So that's where that is.
Right. So in the end, you want to go there, I guess, in the end?
Well, do you want to go to designing your permission slip? Or you can't.
Well, in the end, the whole life's guarantees, this we said, shift all of the risk to the company. We talked about this already.
Mm-hmm.
And the only question is by how much the policy will exceed guarantees. Such attractive risk-adjusted returns allow investors to take bigger calculated risks in their investment portfolios. Right? If you have a significant portion, right, and we're talking about a properly designed portfolio from a financial professor where you have this, volatility buffer, and I think you used a different term, this idea when the markets, and if your nest egg is all in the markets, and we talked about this, the sequence of returns, but you don't want to take it out of the market, your income, when the markets are down, because it makes a large effect on your overall nest egg. And so if you have other assets that are held that are not tied to the market, that's that volatility buffer, then you could take risk with your other portions of your portfolio. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, you're kind of, I get it. And, and you know, again, it's really about what is this money going to be used for, okay? Anytime you're allocating funds into any type of financial strategy, whether it be investing in the market, putting it in a life insurance policy, putting it into an annuity, putting it into a CD, putting it into your bank account, checking account, no matter what, you want to ask yourself, or we're going to ask you, what is this money intended to do in your life, in your overall financial plan? That's why we're all about that holistic big view. How does this money, what role does this particular money play? And if it's how much risk you can afford to take with that money is going to determine how you should invest it. However, if it's what Frank is talking about is we're really talking about money that is there like an emergency fund, emergency money, and keeping that safe. You don't want to put your emergency money in the market and take on that volatility, because that's the whole point of it. It might not be available when the market's down and you need it.
There's a whole nother aspect too to, you know, where you hold your money, the whole fractional reserve banking, like in that system, that's another, you know, the banks don't have to have a bank that you deposit in your checking and savings account don't have the same stringent requirements as a whole life insurance company or an insurance company that is guaranteeing returns. You know, they have to, in the death benefit.
They're regulated.
They have to have those funds.
Right. So the comparison there is lopsided. The insurance companies are highly regulated and secure.
Much more,
way more transparent about their financials as well.
So we're going to read this story here about Nicole. So designing your permission slip.
Sure.
Nicole was one of the most well-educated clients I'd come across. This is, again, from the book, Permission to Spend. She and her husband, Kevin, were approaching retirement and had done a fair amount of research on retirement strategies. It was clear to them that they favored a safety-first approach like the one described in this book, and we've been talking about on the show here, the Mindy Molina Show, but they didn't know where to start or who to talk to. They were referred by a mutual CPA friend who knew the firm specialized in this type of work. Nicole and Kevin knew they were conservative and wanted to make sure their children and loved ones were taken care of, but their situation was complex, and defining a strategy was a challenge.
Interesting. Let's read the last half.
Finish it up.
Yeah, let's finish the story because now I'm intrigued.
Because we won't get to it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, there you go. We're going to find out what happened to Nicole and Kevin. I can only assume they got themselves a whole life infinite banking strategy life insurance policy.
Nicole and Kevin were clear on their goals at the end of the story here. They required for their children their church and charitable interests. Right? We're not just talking about family. A lot of people have interests outside of their family that they want to leave some, you know, legacy to. They determined how much risk they wanted to have covered in the event They required expensive ongoing care. We've mentioned that. They also ensured they would have at least three years of money available to spend in the event their investment portfolio was down during retirement, so it could recover.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they purchased an annuity that would guarantee at least a modest level of income for life. This gave them guarantees in their plan and a level of comfort they didn't have before. With an advisor who understood all the moving parts and would act as their coach throughout retirement.
I stand corrected. I thought for sure they were going to get a whole life policy because that's the book that we're listening to, but they didn't. They got an annuity. So they got the income locked in.
I think they did. They determined how much risk they wanted. They also, they're saying that risk in protecting their children, and that was the whole life policy.
So they got both.
Yes, they did both.
I missed where he said they actually got. I was hearing the benefits, but I missed where he said they got.
Well, they determined how much risk they wanted and had covered.
Let's break down the benefits, because he was saying they did this, they did this, they did this. So go through that one more
time. Okay, so Nicole and Kevin were clear on their goals. So they had clear goals. They required that they've required for their children, their church, and charitable interests. That's three different interests.
All right, so stop there.
Upon their death.
Upon their death, they wanted money.
To go to three
They wanted
places.
These three places to be taken care of. They wanted to leave a donation to a charity of their choice, right?
Yep.
And they wanted to leave a legacy to the church, which is huge, right?
Yep.
And they wanted to make sure that their children were taken care of. So that was three beneficiaries.
That's true. Yep. We're understanding. Yep.
So they did this whole life policy that provided the benefit.
That wasn't just the evaluation. They also, as a part of their evaluation for how big and what type of policy, was also the long-term care that was in it.
So let's go to the next benefit, the long-term care, right?
They determined how much risk they wanted to have covered in the event they required expensive ongoing care.
So for ongoing care, meaning long-term care, so in the event in retirement, they need some form of long-term care, which two out of three people do that live past the age of 65.
In America,
There's a really good chance they would need that. They could utilize the life insurance policy. They could draw funds from the life insurance policy in the form of income or a loan to pay those, for the care.
There's chronic and critical provisions.
Yep. And then they could pay for the care. And then that way, and they also could use a home health care doubler on their income annuity that would also pay for the long-term care. So there we go.
Options.
We got beneficiaries all taken care of. We got long-term care all taken care of. What else do we have?
They also insured they would have at least 3 years of money available to spend in the event their investment portfolio was down during retirement. So it could recover.
So I like this one. Yes. So we have what's called sequence of returns. So here's the thing. You want to have – now, we know the annuity income and probably their Social Security income and maybe if they get a pension is probably designed to meet their basic needs. Pay the electric bill, pay for fuel, cover their costs of living.
Yeah, their budget.
Cover their budget. Thank you. But now, what if there's something else they want to get, like go on a cruise or they
Tuscany
have to put on a new roof or something happens, right?
Yep.
They want to know that, let's say they need $25,000 to go to Tuscany with their family of 18. They need to withdraw this money from somewhere. But the market is down. The market's down 25%. In order for them to get that amount of money, they're going to have to sell off way more positions, stocks. They have to sell
a bigger percentage, not just the position, but in a larger percentage in the down.
Yeah, the more positions you sell off to meet that dollar amount, when the market does come back, and it will come back, you're not going to have as many positions. So you'll never recover.
Or amount. Yeah,
you'll never recover. So you have to so this strategy, what they're saying, is so crucial. And that's what they're going to use the whole life insurance policy for. That cash value is their backup plan. God forbid the market's down at the exact same time they have a financial need.
Yeah.
They can let their positions, their holdings, their stocks, their funds sit and not liquidate them so that we want to sell when the market's high. We don't want to sell when the market's low.
No.
So this is giving them that backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else?
Yeah, and you know, and just to clarify a little bit too, you know, there have the death benefit is so high when you have that much money in these cash value policies, like the death benefit just keeps going up and up and up as you're over, because you're overfunding. Mm-hmm. Your max funding is putting every penny you can into the policy before it comes a modified endowment contract.
Yes.
Which you would be taxed on. So there's a lot of death benefits. So there's, you know, some people may have been listening and say, oh, you took all this money out, but what about the death benefit? No, there's plenty of death benefit. That was part of the plan. There was that much in there. So finally, they purchased an annuity that would guarantee at least a modest level of income for life.
There you go.
It gave them guarantees in their plan and a level of comfort they didn't have before, with an advisor who understood all of the moving parts and would act.
This all sounds like a peace of mind.
Sounds like one of the plans we put together all the time.
It does. It does. There's a lot to mm-hmm. be had with the insurance side, with your Mindy Molina Investments and insurance. Mm-hmm. That and insurance is so huge in retirement planning, and it's unfortunate that not all advisors are duly licensed and able to offer and understand and educate on these different types of strategies, because right. they really do make a big impact when it comes to peace of mind.
Mindy, you could tell us, you know, why, you know, as a fiduciary, which we are, like, you couldn't see yourself in the business model without both aspects. Like, how could we help the client, right, without being both? And so you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. This is a live broadcast. If you want to call in with your questions or comments, at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you can find Mindy or I, I'm Frank, at MindyMolina.com. And you can schedule appointments through the website, or you can contact us via Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram,
all of it. All the social medias.
MindyMolina.com, MINDIE, Mindy Molina, MOLINA.com. And all of our planning and retirement sessions, we sit with clients sometimes multiple times over weeks and months and go through various strategies. And the charge for their planning sessions that we take the time to do, Mindy, is mm-hmm. how much is the charge?
No charge.
There's no charge. Right, that's not the way we're compensated. We go through retirement planning and help you and come up with strategies.
Yes.
And help you understand the various approaches and whatever's comfortable for you.
Right. And so one of the biggest thing is our process. I think mm-hmm. that really, like this, guy today, this morning, he was like, I love this. I love this. Yeah. He said it out loud. I wanted to record it and make a commercial. It, yeah. And it's because you can see, you can visualize this planning process, creating a strategy. When you work with us, it is customized to you. So we have software and we put it up on the big screen, and we're able to walk you through the numbers and help you see different scenarios. Like, for example, we could say, all right, in this scenario, we're going to do all market. We're not going to even talk about insurance products because that's not what you're into. Let's just say you stayed in the market for everything. This is, you know, what your income would look like. This is what you could, over a 30-year period of retirement, this is what you could expect. And if you live to be 100, this is possibly what your net worth would be. We gather so much information, we can literally give you,
using historical figures, data with inflation adjusted, like all the
we can give you a snapshot of that. We can show you what mm-hmm. there's a projected, you know, possible.
After we've deep dived your budget and your expenses and your income, so that we have a proper analysis of how those assets will accumulate based off of your need.
Which is done in the first meeting.
Yep.
So we get together, we gather all the information we need in order to create these scenarios. And in the second meeting, we go over those scenarios. Mm-hmm. So how do we know what scenarios to go over? Well, because of our experience and education, once we have all the information that we need to start making recommendations, we really start with a high-level approach of how can we help you reach your goals? And if you don't know really what your goals are, because a lot of people don't,
yep.
in the first meeting, we're going to help you solidify really what's important to you and what your goals are.
And the younger you start this, the more effective mm-hmm. and the more
But whether
ahead of the curve.
You're just getting started or whether you have been retired for 10 years, it doesn't matter. We're here to help. We can help you make sure that
but
you
particularly,
have everything in line that you need.
This infinite banking strategy, or you know, using mutually held whole participating whole life insurance is a lot cheaper as a young healthy person.
Well, for that strategy,
and it's more as well.
So yeah, if we're sitting with somebody that doesn't make sense for, then we're not going to put it in one of our scenarios and tell them why.
Even at an older age, it could still work. So one of the concepts that we're kind of skipping over that was in here that I thought you would find interesting, too, that I was reviewing was he was saying for an older couple, taking the RMDs and putting it into a whole life policy.
Oh, yeah.
And funding if you didn't need the income and you're taking your RMDs because the government's telling you got to take your income, but you don't need it, especially as you age. You could be funding one of these policies where it would sit and compound.
I actually have
tax-free.
A few policies like that on the books that fund. And it's a good way to leave your heirs tax-free money instead of this giant 401k or IRA that they're going to inherit. And here it works. So if my mom passed away and leaves me an IRA and it's worth $500,000, I'm going to receive that IRA in the form of income. So the income that I have now and then add on to it $500,000. That $500,000 is going to get taxed at the highest tax bracket.
Yep.
And I can do a stretch.
You just became a half a millionaire in income in 1 year.
Well, yeah, minus 30-something percent. Because I'm going to have to.
37, I think, right now is the highest.
Yeah, that's an enormous amount. That's not what you work to accumulate, right? So using the RMD strategy, what could my mom do? She could take her RMDs that she's required to take that distribution, fund, pay it directly to a life insurance company that funds a life insurance policy, maybe using the infinite banking strategy. And
accumulating cash value.
That can also provide long-term care benefits for her.
Absolutely.
But then when I get the life insurance policy, you can make the death benefit the exact same amount. $500,000 is going to come to me income tax-free. Tax-free, 100%. I'm going to get the full amount and whatever's left over in her 401k.
After you pay the taxes.
After you pay the taxes.
The tax man gets his.
So there's a huge benefit there. And honestly, it pays for itself to do that. People should do that. Anyone who has an IRA should do it.
Well, yeah, if you don't.
Because if you're not going to leave it to your kids. Well, I know people are like, I'm not worried about
this is
my
in
kids.
The scenario where you're not counting on the RMD. Some people may be counting on the RMD.
If you're not incentivized by making sure your kids get more money, be incentivized by, I didn't work for all this money for it to go to the government. Because that's what you're doing if you just let it go, if you don't plan.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Good point. I like that.
So anyways, our process is really involved. Going back to that. So you get one scenario. It's market only. We'll do a scenario that does involve insurance products that we think are suitable for you. Maybe the strategy is part of that. Maybe infinite banking is something that does make sense. We can show you how it would impact you and how you could benefit from it. And then we like to show a blend, right? A blend of using all of it. We have all of it at our disposal. So then when we sit down and you're able to actually see how these strategies look when they are applied to your information, applied to your financial structure, your picture, it's pretty powerful stuff. And it really is awakening and helps you identify the things that you need to do and the things that you don't need to do, which is huge.
So we had a caller. Mm-hmm. They had a question, it looks like. We had a nice thank you for taking the info and passing it along, WCNO. This is WCNO. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show as Mindy's digesting the question here.
Yep, I got it.
This is Frank and Mindy. You can reach us at 772-221-1100, and you can find us at mindymolina.com, M-I-N-D-I-E-M-O-L.
So the question was regarding our limits as advisors, okay? So I have a personal rule of thumb, which is that if you are ready to invest, if you're ready to get your financial
house in order,
I'm ready to help you. And I don't care if it's you've only got $100 or you just got a job or you've got millions of dollars. Okay.
Because some financial advisors won't sit with somebody.
And that's why I will, because I've seen it so much. It's like you think it's just like Jesus. Okay. People think that they have to
meet some standard before they can come.
Well, they got to get their life in order before they go to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not it. Come.
No, come as you are and let Jesus get your life in order. That's how I feel about my practice. Okay.
Amen.
Come
sister.
With what you got.
Preach it.
I will help you get in order. And that way you can start growing.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no limit. There's no limit. It's the only limit is whether or not you make that phone call.
Yeah, and set the appointment. That's right.
Yeah. Come as you are. Come with what you got, and we'll go from there. So I have clients that have a few thousand dollars, and I have clients that have millions of dollars. Yep. And I love them all.
Right. Great question. Great question.
Great question.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. And
yeah, and you can go online. So if you go to Mindy Molina. There's a link where you can book an appointment to talk with us. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have the option when you go on the website to come into our office in person and meet with us at our office, or we can do a Zoom meeting. You can also schedule just a phone consultation, and you can also, the number is on the website. You can call our office and just, you'll either get a voicemail. You can leave a message. Frank will call you back, or you'll get Frank and he takes care of the schedule. I'll be honest. I don't answer because every time I do, I just mess things up. I schedule things.
Yeah.
It's better if one person steers the ship. And so Frank steers the calendar.
This is a very complicated subject that we've been discussing, to be very honest and clear. Like Mindy, I've been researching this subject for like a year and a half.
Yes,
to 2 years.
Infinite banking thing.
And so don't feel like, this subject is too intimidating for you. Like, you should have protection in place. Like, we mentioned that, but we want to be clear. Like, if you have a family, you have loved ones that you care about, get term life, get the cheapest, buy term and get covered, protect your family. Don't wait.
Yeah.
And, it's very important. God forbid something should happen. That's what life insurance does. If you're young and you're healthy, you got a family, protect those loved ones,
And it's so cheap.
It is. You can do it for very cheap. And most people are just procrastinating and doing
it. And I was guilty myself.
And then you start doing research. Well, what kind should I get? And then you start going on the internet and looking about all the different types of life insurance and which ones.
We have all of them.
But it can be very intimidating.
We can help you pick the one that's right for you and guide you through that process. It's actually super, super easy. Yeah. And the best thing is if you're a parent, right? If you have any debt whatsoever,
especially a mortgage, you're not going to be able to cover.
And to think like, well, I'm young, I've seen it happen, and I'm guilty as someone who's an insurance agent, right? I'm licensed to do it, of not really being more aggressive with my family and friends and saying, you better have this.
This was Nelson. Nelson was like, he would write the policy. He's like, sign.
He did that. He's like, I wish I was more like that.
Write the policy and sign. Like, get protected. Like, why aren't you doing this?
I know. Because you know why I don't? Because it makes me feel like a salesman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that feeling. But you know what? It also is an injustice to the people that I love. So listen to me. Get the life insurance. Make the phone call. Go online. Whatever needs to happen. But this policy is a little more advanced than just meeting those needs. It meets a lot of different needs,
They actually have term riders inside of them is the way they work, and how you're able to put so much cash into the policy is by adding these paid-up additions and using term riders.
The tax benefit is so huge, though. Going into retirement, let's say someone like me, for example, I'm funding life insurance, overfunding, but I need death benefit right now because I have two young kids, and God forbid something happens to me. That death benefit is actually more of a priority for me right now than it is to just have the emergency, have the cash value.
Yeah.
Because that's really important. Then, okay, so I have that in place, but now I have this money that is accumulating and growing that I have access to that I can use if I want, but I, now I'm past all those years. My kids are grown, right? They have their own life insurance, their own families. They have their own financial needs. Now we fast forward.
Yeah.
I'm retired, right?
Yeah.
Just living my best life in retirement. And death benefit is not as important. I don't need this because my kids are independent. They don't need the money if something happens to me. Mm-hmm. But now I can reverse the purpose of, I can repurpose this policy and start taking loans, use the loan strategy.
If it was the IDC policy, right?
Yeah.
It, like compared to, like, if you take a 20-year term life insurance policy.
Yeah, it's useless. It's good for one thing.
At the end of the 20 years, you have nothing.
Right.
In most cases, you can renew the more than likely, you know, without very much difficulty, you can renew if it was a good 20-year term policy where, you know, you got guarantees in renewing the death benefit. But all that money you put in is gone.
Yes. But now.
And so in that properly designed whole life policy, you know, over a certain amount of time or period, in if it was properly designed, like you're actually, there's more money growing over the premium amount is coming in. You put in $5,000. $5,500 is going in,
right.
Is growing in that policy. The next year it's $5,700,
right.
But you're only putting $5,000.
But now,
because of the compounding effect over time, it's a long-term strategy for sure.
That now, where before I had the policy to pay for my kids,
protect.
God forbid I die. Now, instead, who cares when I die? My kids are fine.
Now you go
now,
to Tuscany.
Or I get my money.
French Riviera.
I start taking
Monaco,
loans
Nice.
From it, tax-free. The government
buy
doesn't
a car.
It doesn't affect my Social Security tax. It doesn't affect my Medicare premiums. I'm getting a retirement pension from it, essentially. I would probably take it monthly to offset monthly expenses and use it as my own little tax-free retirement mm-hmm. income and then enjoy it. And I guess if I did want to buy a car and go to Tuscany, I could do that too. But it's now this policy has brought benefits to me, and our vision of life insurance is, well, it doesn't benefit me.
Yeah, right. Well,
but now
how much does it cost?
It can
like,
benefit
well,
you. Yeah.
Because like, well, how much is it? Like,
it's because we're trained, right? Yeah. Like when you get on the airplane, they tell you put your mask on first. And that's true. But this is a way that you can use life. You can do it all, right? You can repurpose it for yourself as long as you don't die.
Plus the living benefits that we talked about.
Plus the long-term
God
care.
Forbid
all
you
of
need
it.
Them.
Checking all the boxes. All right. Well, this is the Mindy Molina Show. We really appreciate you tuning in. I'm sure we have just like boggled your mind with all of this life insurance talk. It's definitely not the
we have office in Stuart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, come and see us. We'd love to meet with you and
over the computer if you prefer.
Yep, Zoom.
You could set that appointment up at MindyMolina.com.
And we don't just do life insurance. Okay, I know we've been talking about that.
That's right. Dual licensed fiduciary, both of us, Mindy and I. You get two advisors for the price of one.
Amen. And we are always on the show Wednesdays 4 to 5, mm-hmm. and we're always talking about things related to financial planning, especially in retirement. So tune into our show. This is the end of our series that we just covered on infinite banking, permission to spend, which
the best
is
best kept secret in personal finance. Is
best
the subtitle.
Kept secret. Hopefully, you have learned a thing or two about how life insurance can offer so many more benefits than just a death
benefit.
We
certainly have.
We have. Yeah, this has been a learning experience for Frank and I as well. So we appreciate you for tuning in again. Just remember, God loves you. Just think anyone can do about it. This is Frank and Mindy and the Mindy Molina Show. God bless. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com. Blood of Christ.
wash over me, wash over me. Though sin has stained me, blood of Christ, come speak for me.